This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Squirrel season's underway. Dove and teal season is just a couple of weeks off, and we've got some terrific fishing to report. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, as we mentioned, fishing throughout the area has been pretty good here lately. Most of our lakes are returning to normal now, and we're seeing some great summer action. It's a morning and evening affair primarily, but we're still seeing some pretty good action. And also, as we mentioned, hunting seasons are quickly coming in and going strong. Illinois hunters are celebrating the opening of one and the approach of several more statewide hunting seasons. The squirrel season opened August 1st and continues through February 15th. The squirrel hunting seasons during both segments of the firearm deer hunt will close, as always. And if you're a dove and teal hunter, those will open in early September. In addition, the annual archery deer season for deer and turkey, opens October 1st. Hunting hours for both species are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. And if you have other questions about this, give the Alton DNR office a call. They can give you the details at 618-462-1181. Also, if you're a trap shooting enthusiast, the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta is the venue for the 116th Amateur Trap Shooting Association Grand American Trap Shooting Championships. This is the greatest of shotgunning events, and it's currently underway until August 15th. For more information on this, you can see the ATA website at www.shootata.com. That's www.shootata.com. And it's almost time for the Illinois State Fair. In fact, fairgoers are invited to enjoy free and youth and family entertainment and activities at the Conservation World during the Illinois State Fair, which opens August 14th and continues to the 23rd in Springfield. Families will enjoy the free Timberworks Lumberjack Show, the Whip Guy Western Show, and the Voyager Canoe Rides. In addition, kids can try to catch a fish or practice their skills at the free BB and archery ranges. Visitors will find plenty to do and a shady place to sit on a park bench and relax while enjoying Conservation World. It's open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. every day of the state fair. And if you are a hunter, the new Hunting and Trapping Digest is available, the 2015-2016 edition of the Illinois Digest of Hunting and Trapping Regulations is now available in PDF format on the IDNR website, and that, again, is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you are physically challenged and enjoy dove hunting, disabled sportsmen may now call or write to the Carlisle Lake Project Office to reserve access to one of several handicapped accessible dove hunting blinds, which will be available September 1st and 2nd. Hunting hours will be from noon until sunset, and the blinds are located among the sunflowers at the Steins Field access area. The use of each blind on September 1st and 2nd is by reservation only and will be limited to permanently disabled hunters. An assistant who will be allowed to hunt must accompany each hunter and is encouraged to bring a dog to retrieve the birds. Each hunter must possess a valid 2015 Illinois hunting license, a state habitat stamp, and a firearm owner's identification card. Out-of-state hunters are not required to have the FOID card. Sportsmen may request a primary date and a secondary date to hunt. If scheduling conflicts exist, a lottery will be held to determine the hunters and dates to hunt. And requests for reservations will be taken by phone or in writing. The deadline to reserve a blind is 4 p.m. on August 26th. And for more information or to place a request, contact the Carlisle Lake Project Office by phone at 618-594-2484. That number is 618-594-2484. Fishing is looking pretty good at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The lakes are slowly returning back to normal. All three are still high, but not nearly as high as they were to begin with. And at Lake Shelbyville right now, fishing guide Steve Welch reports that the lake has warmed up a great deal this past week, and water temperatures are hovering near the 84 to 86 degree range. He says he's had some very calm days, and this has started a huge algae bloom, which has brought all the bait to the surface and the crappie as well. He says you really can't catch a fish deeper than 12 feet, and this algae bloom has the depth finders looking like a fog with nothing below 12 feet. What this has done, he says, is all the brush piles he was catching crappie from now are just too deep. With the lake still 9 feet above summer pool and dropping, anglers just need to adjust accordingly. He says he went back to his old days at Mark Twain and Lake, and the pendulum to either pendulum, a jig, or a plain minnow. Past standing trees seems to work as good as anything. You catch one and then move to the next tree. It's about all he's got to tell clients right now, and it looks like it'll be this way for the next several weeks until the lake drops to about 4 feet or more. Right now, he's primarily concentrating on white bass simply because the lake is dropping and the standing timber in the coves are just producing small crappie and the main lake is still pretty well messed up. He's doing very well with the white bass, however. He says they're just outside the willows and they're using a tail spinner jig or a hair jig tied just above it as a teaser. They're fishing with a drop shot and a minnow too, and if they find them, you'll catch a lot of fish. Only fish for them one day, he says, so he's got a better report to report next week, but he's caught about 20 very nice ones pushing 2 pounds, and about 50 were a pound or so. So they're catching good numbers of those fish. And at Carlisle Lake, catfish still remain king. They're catching lots of catfish all throughout the lake and some of the primary or preferred catfishing spots. Commercial catfish baits working about as well as anything, although they're taking plenty on live baits as well. They're taking also a few crappie, but not nearly like they were before. They're taking them from the deeper brush piles. The white bass bite is still sporadic, not real good, but it gets better every day. I think pretty soon we'll see the white bass going strong at Carlisle, and I think it's going to be an excellent affair as far as the white bass go. Largemouth bass are hit and miss affair too, primarily morning and evening hours. The best bite, plastic worms, jig and pork, and topwater lures, all producing fairly good bait bites. And they're also catching some bluegill on live worms and crickets. So there's a wide variety of fish being caught there, and not a lot of anything except for catfish. But right now they're catching good numbers of fish. And at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, lots of good fishing here. Largemouth bass are rated excellent. Plastic worms, jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits all yielding fish in the shallow bays near brush and cover. They're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Sandusky Cove and the Jackie Branch have been some of the hot spots. The crappie action still excellent at Rend. It's been a year-round affair and it's been excellent about every week. Jigs are working well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, small and medium minnows, mealworms, much like it was last week. And they're fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area for a hot spot. The shore fish, their structures, the hot spots there have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And bluegill action has been good, probably the least action of all the fish, but it's still good on crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs. Try fishing in the backs of the necks in the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs from the shore. The Sailboat Harbor has been a hot spot. And the channel catfish, as it has been since day one, excellent. All types of commercial catfish baits working very well. Leeches, nightcrawlers, and large minnows also producing good fish. Some of the better spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. All four are producing good numbers of fish, and they're setting lines anywhere from 3 to 4 feet from the shore over the rocks. Try leeches in moving water, and if you're a boater, try drift fishing the flats. This has produced fish over this lake forever. It's just an excellent method for catching these fish. The white bass are rated only fair. Jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners are producing fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. Try fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. Reports of fish are being caught around the 154 bridges as well. So we do have plenty of good fishing to report. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickens.